Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you. I have certainly been looking forward to this show. From time to time, we do make some, the producers do decide to go in and make some adjustments. And I know that tonight's show was scheduled to be, does your significant other stand by you? But instead, they saw it necessary to go ahead and change tonight's show. And my co-host, which will be joining us momentarily, will come along and tell you tonight's topic, perhaps after she reads a story to us this evening. And she's also going to go ahead and introduce a very special guest that we're having, joining us all the way from South Florida, or particularly, possibly Atlanta, but I believe South Florida. So she's going to bring that to us just momentarily, and she's also going to introduce her new book. That's right. She's got it out. She introduced it on the show on last Tuesday's show. I'm very excited for her, and I know that I feel it in my spirit that that book is going to take off. So we wish her the best, and I always like to think that people give a great deal of their starts right here on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. And, you know, that's what this show is all about. It's about giving back. It's always, always, always about giving back. So if you're doing something out there, if you just have an idea that you want to share, if you need some advertising, some publicity, you can come on this show as often as you want. As often as you want, we will certainly introduce you. If you know somebody that's doing things out there, just tell them about the show. We'll, you know, blow it up on the social media and come on and speak about relationship issues. That's what we're here. We've been here almost 5 years now, over 86,000 tune-ins, and we've got also, we're heard around the world. So this is a good forum for people to get a good start, and a number of people have gotten a great start right from tuning into this broadcast. So sometimes we may only have two or three people talk on the show throughout that one-hour period, but it's a springboard for a lot of people, and I want everybody who has their ideas or their dreams or dreams at heart that they really want to do something about it, this is an opportunity for you. You can also visit my website, drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com, either one of those, and you can read about 550 shows that we've done, and they're all on relationships, that thing that's very near and dear to all of our hearts. All right, without further delay, we're going to go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. Ms. Blake, she's also the CEO of FLY, Fostering Leadership in Youth. Ms. Blake, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You are on the air live once again, and we're so happy to have you.
Well, good evening, Dr. Walker. It's nightfall here in Atlanta, so I think it's safe to say good evening to our listening audience, those in the perhaps in the Eastern time zone. How are you today?
Oh, just wonderful. I'm excited. We've got some warm weather here, but that's okay. What's the weather condition like out there in Atlanta?
It depends on who you talk to.
That's all right. That's
it's
okay.
In the 50s, so, you know, I consider that to be mildly chilly, as we say in the South.
Okay. As a matter of fact, you know, come to think of it, I'll be on a plane headed to Atlanta this Friday morning. I completely forgot about that. I'll be out there for, I'm en route to Alabama, but I will be in Atlanta for a day. Then I'll be in Alabama for a day, and then I'll be back in Atlanta. So, and then you all have an area out there called Noonan, Georgia. I mean, every time I turn around, there's a different part of Georgia.
Well, we'll be glad to have you.
Overnight or what?
Well, we're always glad to have you in the A, as we call it, or in the ATL. Atlanta is a wonderful city. They should pay me. So the promos I give. But tonight's show is going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting and refreshing and hopefully enlightening. I do want to talk a little bit about my book, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Ms. Blake. I want you to just blow it up.
Well, just a reminder, and thank you for the opportunity as a co-host to your show to mention my products and creations. Last week, for those who were listening in or had a chance to view the replay, I introduced my newest book, the best one yet, called Dying to Wake Up. It is self-published at this time and giving you the opportunity to be one of the first ones to read it before it comes out in hardcover and the movie. It is a book about a young lady at the top of her game, falls in love, meets the man of her dreams, and finds out she's dying. Dying to Wake Up. You can get it on Amazon.com or SmashWords.com. Just $2.99. So it'll make an excellent Christmas gift, holiday gift, reading. I'm not going to talk much else about everything else I do, just that I am a life coach and CEO of Foster Leadership and You, where we help you soar. We help you take it to the next level. But Dr. Walker, tonight's show.
Yeah. Okay.
We almost need a drum roll. Do we want to bring our special guest on at this time, or what's next? What are our producers telling us?
They are ready to go ahead and bring the featured guest in and go right to the story after he gets his introduction. We want to make sure that we give him ample time for any promotion that he's doing. And I'm so excited and I'm glad to have him because I read his bio, and I'm just tired from all that he does.
Well, that's awesome. Speaks highly. We are very honored and privileged to have our special guest tonight. Our special guest tonight is a U.S. Air Force veteran. He is a former air traffic controller, so, you know, keeping those planes in the air. He's an investor.
Right.
He has been a investment banker, commodity broker. He's a current partner in Rolls Voice Entertainment Incorporated, which is a full-service entertainment company that puts on concerts, fairs, rental equipment, artist development, business consultation, bands, DJs, vocalists, songwriter. He's a producer with Shanita Hunt, who's a partner in Mutual Value Solutions, where they buy and sell distressed properties. He's also a partner with Edwin Shepherd in the Blooming Rose production, which produces...
Ms. Blake,
yes.
You went out. You say he's also a partner in something.
In Blooming Rose production, which produces the premiere show in South Florida, Real Talk, Real People. Also, they have launched a similar show here in Atlanta, which I was honored to be a guest panelist last week. It's Real Talk, Real People of Atlanta. And also, there is a Sunset Rewind, which actually partnered by Edwin Shepherd and Jarris Quick the Poet Evans, hopefully I am pronouncing those names correctly, who has the top poetry spot in Broward County, Floetry. So our special guest tonight is none other than Mr. Richard Mahomie. I may have mispronounced it. We bring him on. Richard, are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
Would you please clarify your last name?
Oh, my last name is French. It's Milhomme.
Milhomme. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was supposed
Mr.
to practice
Milhomme.
That, Dr. Walker.
I will try my best. Mr. Milhomme, thank you for being our featured guest on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. It is. I've read about you. I've got your bio in front of me. And I am, as I said to Ms. Blank, I'm tired just from all that you do. But it's a very, very impressive resume. And we're very honored to have you this evening. Based on how our program goes tonight, the thing about it is when you have a number of successful people on that really make a great contribution, the producers oftentimes will ask, hey, well, let's see if we can get this party to go and do a part two. Even if it's not in consequence terms or sequential terms, it will be, you know, we can reschedule. So be mindful of that if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, I want to say I'm very honored and privileged to be on the show. I know it's a special opportunity to be on live radio, but to also be in the presence of such great individuals such as yourself, Dr. Walker, and Ms. Blake, it's a true pleasure and honor to be in that presence. And I have had a fortunate life, and God has blessed me abundantly, and I hope that I can make some sort of small contribution to your show and help it move ever so quickly upward and onward.
Well, thank you for that, and I'm humbled by your compliments, and thank you so very much for that. I have one favor to ask of you, and this is a humble and respectful favor. And I know that your resume is so impressive and there's so much, but I'm going to humbly and respectfully ask that you don't completely steal Ms. Blake from us when you get, you know, real talk, real people in Atlanta here. So if you just allow to pass by the show with me once in a while, is that okay?
Well, you know, I tend to give people the freedom of choice is what I believe in. So I have nothing to do with that. I think you're going to have a little conversation off the air with her.
Okay, but you know, we come as a package. So if you're pulling her, she has my hand holding on, and she's pulling me with her because as we climb, as we soar, as her slogan is, then we're soaring together. Is that right, Ms. Blake?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know what? Mr. Milhomme, she said that kind of flow. You know that? She said that like she hesitated. You know, I'm about to put her on mute.
No. We're going to pull all each other up. We're pulling each other up. That's the
Absolutely.
Purpose of being of venues
right.
and platforms such as this.
Okay,
Absolutely.
I like that. Ms. Blake, I'm going to go ahead and let you take the lead tonight, and I'll be bringing people on as they come on the air tonight.
Okay. Well, before we go any further, I definitely would like, is it okay if we call you Richard?
Only my mother calls me Richard. I would prefer
okay.
Rich.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
thanks
Rich.
For clarifying.
I like that.
So, Rich, would you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself or anything you'd like to share before we get into tonight's story?
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. One thing I would like to say first and foremost is that I am partners with Shanita Hunt and Rolls Royce Entertainment, and that is the entertainment company that we have here in South Florida. And I want to also mention that in Real Talk, Real People, we have two dynamic individuals that are hosts. One of them is Mr. Calvin Mason Early. He is the host for Real Talk, Real People here down here in Miami, and he's part of our advanced team when we go to other markets. And we also have Crystal Mathis, who is the CEO of Power of Color, which is it's reminiscent of the old-time vaudeville skit comedy, poetry, dance, singing type of event, but she's also one of the premier panelists on Real Talk, Real People. And Real Talk, Real People is a Blooming Rose production whose visionary is Edwin Shepherd. And, of course, in Sunset Rewind, which is a show we have in Naples, Florida, That is where the partnership of Mr. Shepherd and Jairus Quick, the poet, Evans, our partners in the Sunset Rewinds in Naples. And we've just opened up Atlanta, and now we're looking at another market to open up our Real Talk events at this point.
Awesome. Sounds like you all are doing some really great things. What is the what do you hope to accomplish for the purpose of Real Talk, Real People?
Real Talk, Real People is the beautiful vision of Edwin Shepherd, who has a deep, deep desire to have our community speak with each other as opposed to at each other or have someone else put words into our mouths. So he created a discussion forum where individuals can actually sit down and real people can try to work out real solutions on very provocative, sometimes unsettling topics that we talk about in a barbershop or at the beauty shop, but we seldom talk with each other about. And if we're going to save ourselves, the essence of Real Talk, Real People is that we have to save ourselves, not wait for someone else to come and save our community. And the only way you can do that is through communication first, then action.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I would just like to say that I have been a part of this experience for twice. And, you know, in the audience and once as a panelist, and it was extremely enlightening. It was a very positive atmosphere, and I think you've got something really good going on.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you so much. It was a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I am impressed, and listen, with what you've just presented, I'm looking forward, and listen, this forum, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, we're on the air every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And wherever you open up your market, you know, you may have heard earlier in my introduction, this is a forum. I like to give something back. And if you know people that are doing anything, you're doing your promotions, you're opening up in another market, we're all over the world. So you can certainly use this forum for advertising and come on the air. And just whoever you're sending, just let them go out and give us a heads up so we can give them a proper introduction and they can use this forum to promote whatever it is they're doing. I'd like to even see how I can do anything with your Real Talk, Real People, because when you're talking about community, I mean, the sociology of what my background is also, I would love to have it where we can try to talk to the community instead of waiting for somebody to come save us and always having someone identified as our leader when we ourselves are leaders within ourselves. So I would love to be a part of that forum. And as a matter of fact, I'm making preparation to go to Africa next summer. And maybe some of you all, Ms. Blake, you included, I don't know if you've been to Africa already or not, Ms. Malone, or not. Have you?
No, not as of yet. I've been to Europe, but not Africa.
Yeah, I've been to Europe, and Africa is on my list for the motherland.
Yes.
So, Ms. Blake, you might want to be thinking about that.
Yeah, definitely. It's got to be on my list. So that I'm hearing it, and it sounds like a good thing to do.
Dr. Walker, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So does that mean that I can pencil you in, that you will actually come at Real Talk, Real People in Miami? Can I have you on?
Yes, sir. If, you know, you pencil me in, we can get a date, and, you know,
yes,
and we can certainly talk. I can get in touch with you, or I have your number right now. And we can certainly talk, and then I'll give you my number, and we can communicate that and set a date. I would love to be on. I certainly would.
Awesome. Wow. Feel like the old social worker here. Connections will be made.
Yeah.
Well, great. And this is what it's all about to our listeners, really us just uplifting each other, helping each other along the way, and sharing the knowledge. Having said that, we're going to go into tonight's story, if it's okay. So
we're ready when you are.
All right. Tonight's the subject or topic of tonight's show is relationships in critical condition. And tonight's story centers around a couple by the name of Brad and Kaylee. Brad and Kaylee, they met in college, and they dated the last 2 years of college. And just after Brad got accepted into medical school, they got married. So basically they dated 2 years, got married. It is now 6 months into the marriage, and both are starting to feel that they made a mistake. Kaylee is discovering that Brad and her beliefs are quite different, and many of the things that she assumed that he believed are different than he thought, than she thought. They are having frequent disagreements over the way money should be spent. Kaylee's used to shopping and buying nice things when she wants them. And Brad appears to be a bit frugal, stating that they need to save money and use it wisely as he's in medical school. And Kaylee is also in graduate school, but she's working a part-time job. Brad is in medical school on a full scholarship and gets a nice monthly stipend. Kaylee does not understand why Brad is so strict on how money is spent. And then there's another problem. The romance area. Kaylee is very dissatisfied because Brad does not give her the amount of attention he used to before they got married. He just doesn't spend time with her. She got married looking forward to a wonderful romantic life, and instead, Brad is always tired from the 24-hour shifts he has to work in medical school at the hospital rounds. Kaylee feels that this is no excuse because she goes to school and works, yet she's willing to make time for romance. Both were so in love, and now they are left wondering, where did they go wrong, and was this marriage a mistake? So hold on to your seats, your computers, and your phones, and as we go for a ride tonight, talking about Brad and Kaylee, as far as relationships in critical condition. So we have several questions tonight that we'll go over, and I'm just going to give a summary of those questions for those of you new to the air in our show. And the questions are, do you think Brad and Kaylee found out enough about each other before getting married? Explain. Is Kaylee being unreasonable, wanting Brad to spend more time with her in the bedroom or romantically? Explain. And is Brad being too controlling with the finances? What are three critical questions that couples should ask each other before getting married or before getting into a serious relationship? Number five, what, if anything, did Brad and Kaylee do wrong, and what can they do differently? Number six, what advice would you give this couple? And number seven, is this marriage headed for divorce court? Okay, as we always remind you that the opinions expressed on this show are the opinions of the host, co-host, guest, and are simply that, they are opinion. They don't take the place of seeking medical or psychological attention when needed. We highly encourage you to get counseling and help. It's a great thing. So please don't hesitate, and please don't take the advice of this show to be all your answers. So let's go to question number one, having said that. And we'd like to start with our special guest, Rich. Rich, given the story, tell us, do you think Brad and Kaylee found out enough about each other before getting married? Explain your answer, please.
That's a great question, and I believe most people are going through that dilemma. They found out enough about each other physically, but I don't think they found out enough intellectually about each other. I don't think they asked the proper question, because if you listen to the way the story went, they were romantic, so there's something was going on. We know something was going on. Unfortunately, now, after something has gone on, you've been married 6 months in, now questions are coming. So it seems to me like somebody put the cart before the horse. The questions that were supposed to be asked before were not asked in the proper order, in the proper sequence, so now you have a backwards marriage leading into something that they may not be able to recover from.
Okay. Dr. Walker, would you weigh in on this?
Yes, I think Rich touched on it, and I think he hit a home run with it. You know, there are certain things that questions that should be asked up front, and I'm sure we'll get to that because you said that what are the three things that people should know before they start, you know, dating, especially seriously dating. Even though they dated for the 2 years, you know, you really don't get to know a person until you live with them. And see, that's the mystery. Everybody can put out their things up front, and the dating process can become so golden. But then this guy being in medical school, I mean, I know that life is altered as a result of that. And maybe Kaylee just felt she didn't bargain for this, you know, during that time. So those are some of the things that they need to, and then she, you know, need to address, coupled with she needs to have an understanding of what he's going through.
Okay. And Dr. Walker, as we know, or some people may know, you are also the author of the book, After the Passion, Now What? And
yes.
I heard Rich allude to, sounds like something was going on. We're not going to fully speculate, but obviously, what are your thoughts in terms of your book and how this situation might relate to your book?
Well, oftentimes when that romantic period, those stages of the erotic love, it is so compelling. And then sometimes careers can come in, and unfortunately, the time is not there with that. So the relationship starts to dwindle a little bit, it seems. But nevertheless, I mean, chances are he still has her strong in his heart. But that type of career can certainly become so overwhelming. Until, you know, and if she's got time on her hand, understanding that she works and she's got, I believe she's in school as well. But it's not, you know, that technical aspect of going after the study of medicine can be a rather serious thing where even some medical doctors, I'm told, knowing them, they run all sorts of hours. And let me tell you something. You talk about running a thin line of sleep deprivation, they're on the borderline. So, I mean, she really needs to probably find some girlfriends and some counseling, and he needs to take into consideration her intrinsic needs as well.
Right. And, you know, my thought about this whole thing is I don't think they found out enough about each other before getting married. I think the 2 years they were still just maybe enamored with each other. And obviously there were some surprises. Rich, do you have any other comments about this first question?
Yeah, I just heard Dr. Walker say that she should get some girlfriends, and that to me is a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
You would really have to know what kind of girlfriends that she would bring to the party, because you don't know if that's not going to accelerate behavior that may be unbecoming for the situation,
mm-hmm.
because we've seen it too many times in the club, you know, how things can unravel quickly. But I do believe that in Brad's position, Dr. Walker said it, and I want to go a little bit deeper into it. Once
mm-hmm.
you know that you are now going into medical school, now you have to be cognizant that there's going to be responsibilities and obligations that you're going to now encounter, plus what you already have established at home. So somewhere along the line, there needs to be a family meeting, and I'm a big proponent of family meetings. I don't care if you're boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife. I believe you should sit down and talk and say, well, hon, here's what's happening. Here's what's going to be required from me, and here's how it's going to affect us. How do we make this work? Do you have any ideas that maybe your intuition can show me? Because I really don't know how I'm going to be able to juggle job, medical school, and the responsibilities I have towards you. I love you deeply, but I need you to help me understand how I can still make you happy despite of all what I'm going through. And I believe most women at that point will come to a realization that he hasn't left me. It's just right now there's something more a priority for our family that he's trying to achieve, and maybe I can then assist him with that and be his helpmate as opposed to saying, oh, my God, he's left me here. I'm by myself and I feel neglected.
Okay, okay. Very good point.
Ms. Blake, if we may go to the phone lines, we've got some people itching. Let me just go to 954-226, and we're going to find out who's on the air this evening.
Hey, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us with your guest, Rich Malone. And just give us your thoughts.
Well, for the question that you just asked, did they find out enough about each other before they got married? I really don't think they did. At least it seemed like they didn't, because even their beliefs now seem to be different. And that's one of the things I think before you get married that you would discuss to make sure that you're on the same page, if it's important to you, that is. Of course, like Dr. Walker always says, there is no someone until they actually live with them, and I totally agree with that. But I think they can still work it out, you know, although they seem to be discovering new things. Also, I think when anyone gets married, the first year is always kind of rough because you're learning new things about each other that you never knew before, and you just have to be strong and be willing to work through everything that comes up.
Ms. Blake?
Okay. Rose, glad to have you on the show this evening to call in. Hi, how are you? I would love to find out your thoughts on this one. Is Kelly being unreasonable, wanting Brad to spend more time with her romantically or in the bedroom? Explain.
Oh, okay. You know what? I could answer either way on that one, but I'm going to go with I think she needs to be a little bit more understanding because she knew that he was accepted in medical school before they got married. And she knows that this is only for a time. So I think she needs to be a little bit more patient, knowing that, you know, this is medical school. The studies are difficult. And I don't think he needs that stress from her right now, that pressure. She needs to just ease up a little bit and you know, just wait a while. She knows that after the medical school is over, he gets his degree, he becomes a doctor. You know, she's going to benefit if she decides to hang in there.
Okay. All right. Rich, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think this is where I may lose some brownie points. I think that there's never an excuse for a man, or husband rather, not to be romantic with his wife. I think it doesn't take, we create these huge scenarios in our mind of what women want in a romantic relationship, where we never remember that it's always the smallest of consideration that women appreciate the most and the longest. So yes, I do understand that maybe physically, you may not be able to perform up to par because you have so many other thoughts and obligations and responsibility running through your mind, and physically you might be tired to the extent where you cannot perform. But that doesn't take away from you hugging your wife, looking deeply into her eyes, you know, tickling her every now and then, or just stop to say, honey, I appreciate you for putting up with what we're going through together. I truly love you for that. These are moments you have to be cognizant as a man to create memories in the mind of your wife so that she can hold on. But if you're not willing to even do that, if you're saying that you're tired and you're not going to perform and you're not going to be romantic, now actually you have roommates. You're roommates. That's all you are. And that's not going to work.
Wow, interesting.
Ms. Blake?
Yes.
Can I comment?
Oh, please.
I agree with Mr. I'm sorry, I'm not pronouncing your name correctly. Richard? Okay, Mr.
Rich.
I agree with that to a point. Now, I agree that although he's in school and he's working, I'm assuming that he does still make some time to hug his wife when they go to bed and to say, I love you. I'm assuming that he still does those other things. What I thought might be the issue is that he might not be physically involved in intimate activities with her, and so she's missing the sexual part of the relationship. So I'm thinking that if that's the case, then not that he shouldn't do it ever, but she might need to understand that he might be very tired after studies, long hours. I think of the athletes, that boxers or football players that have to play. I am sure I've heard many times that they have to stay away from romance or from sexual activities, sometimes up to 6 weeks, you know, before they box. So if their wives are not willing to understand that, then how are they expecting them to win? So I think I equate that now to this medical student. He has a goal in mind. He has to get his rest, the little rest that he gets. He has to hold long hours of studies. Plus, I think he might, I'm not sure if he has a, I think he has a part-time job. No, I think he gets a stipend from, he has a full scholarship.
Right.
But
right.
The hours that he has and the studies, if he really wants to get ahead, he has to put in double time in that. He still needs to see his wife and hug her and tell her how beautiful she is and have dinner with her, but he might not be able to perform every other night.
Ms. Blake, can I come in and
yes.
comment? This
please do.
Actually, okay,
yes,
Rose,
please
I can
do.
Appreciate
yes,
what you're saying, and I understand it. But, you know, Ms. Blake, if I may, can I take off the gloves?
Please do.
All right. Rich, we like to keep it real on here. And I want to say this here, Paul, and I want to say, and I can appreciate what everybody has said, and I'm just saying, hey, Kaylee, you want it? Go take it from him. Okay, go take it. When he come in there talking about his, he's tired, do what you need to do.
Wow, Dr. Walker.
Okay, I'm sorry, Ms. Blake. I just had to get it real.
Go, that's go, all right.
You know, pump him with something, whatever he needs, and go take it from him. And then that dude will sleep real good, I'm sure. Rosa, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm fine. That could work, too.
Okay, Ms. Blake, go ahead. I'm sorry. Sometimes
okay.
I like to keep it real.
I love keeping it real. And Dr. Walker, let me know what the producers are saying about our switchboard callers on this one, and because it is
okay.
This is a hot topic. This whole thing.
They are reminding me that we have several comments that are starting to come in, and whenever you're ready
okay.
for them, we'll take them.
Well, let's take the comments at this point.
Okay, they say go ahead with another question first.
All right. Well, let's go straight to something else. Let's talk about the finances, because this is where I take the gloves off. Is Brad being too controlling with the finances? I mean, Kaylee is used to nice stuff. Brad knew that when they got married. Now all of a sudden he wants to be frugal. Let's talk about that. Is he being too controlling?
Definitely. Definitely.
And Rich, we'll start with you, Rich, our special guest.
Well, I already heard the lady saying definitely, so I knew that was going to be the answer right there. But now if we're going to really bring it down and break it down, no, he's not. But there's two parts to this answer here. First of all, there was not – when you're just a boyfriend and you don't have a 24/7 commitment to this person, because you can always go home anytime you want, yes, you're showering her with gifts from now and then, and you didn't put that in the story, by the way. And I'm only going to answer the question based on the story, not my assumptions. The reality is that, yeah, you're used to that, but guess what? You were used to that getting it yourself, I assume, because that's what she says. She was used to nice things. Now, Brad is looking long-term. He's a typical man using logic. He's got medical bills. He's got a home he has to control. And I'm not saying that he should be Ebenezer Scrooge, but he's probably realizing that he's got more than he bargained for going to the school thing, and he's trying to make sure that he can balance both the household and the future debt that he's putting himself in a significant manner. Now, that's the first part of it. Now, the second part of it, which I think should have been the first part, is there was not enough conversation before the marriage. Because if there was a conversation before the marriage, then there would have been an outline of how this thing was going to go as they progress in their life. And the very fact that he's frugal and she's finding that out right now tells me that someone had their representative in the relationship, or both of them had their representative and not their true self.
and their true selves are now appearing, and the true self says, I want nice things, and the other person is saying, oh, we can't afford it. That's what it feels like. But that's just my take on it.
I love that. Someone had their representative. How many people out there in our listening audience present their representative in a dating relationship until it gets serious or they get married? Wow.
That's another topic, Blake.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I like
it is.
That. I like that. And if I may comment, I think Rich is on point, because I don't know if it's a man thing, but I don't see Brad being controlling either. I'm thinking this guy's got the student loans from medical school,
mm-hmm.
and he's thinking, just like Rich said, he's thinking long term. And I understand Kaylee works as well, but I think, you know, let's set a budget and let's try to live within that, because I mean, it's almost like you're trying to run water through a bucket that has a whole lot of holes in it. And, you know, I mean, there's got to be a savings. And I heard what, you know, Rose said definitely. But, I mean, maybe, I don't know if it's just a man thing, but if you're not saving, I would be worried if I don't have some money for the rainy days. Can we bring Rose in and just get her thoughts on,
yeah,
you know,
because I'm with Rose.
Definitely meant.
I'm with you, Rose. Come on in.
Listen, this is I look at it this way. I mean, number one, she don't even have much romance from this man. And I understand that on his part. I do. She needs something, and it's
right.
Going shopping. It's going to kind of help her. I don't see why not. She likes nice things. She's working. She's bringing in some money. I'm not saying not to save, but I'm going to assume that she is sensible enough to put away some money. But, hey, why work every day and can't buy yourself something nice when you want to? I think that he is really being controlling. He needs to kind of, you know, loosen up a little bit right there.
Exactly. I mean, as women, you know, we need our hair done. You know, we do things to just feel good. We know who we are, but there's just certain things we do. And all of a sudden now, because you're in medical school, I can't do that anymore at all. And I work.
May I say something here?
I like the way you're saying that, Ms. Blake. We also have some other callers, Ms. Blake, whenever you're ready.
Yes, Rich has a comment, and then we'll go to our callers.
Okay.
Just two quick points. Two quick points. I'm always nervous when I hear people say they need something. You need air. You don't need your hair done. Now, you may like to get your hair done, but you don't need to get your hair done. Now, the second point is this. So we have a problem with romance. Well, we're going to create another problem by not having the financial wherewithal to take care of another problem. So we're going to create two problems out of one, and then you wonder why we're going to have a hard time, why we may not perform. It seems like we're adding on to the problem, not alleviating problem, but that's just my comment.
That is
Ms. Blake, you know, Rich, I got to tell you, Ms. Blake is being, she's, let me tell you, she's being calm and nice tonight, because you have people. Let me tell you something, because if you had been anyone else, and this wasn't your first time on the air, no, it doesn't matter. Because we've had people on for the first time, no matter who they are. They could be the preacher. They could be, it doesn't matter. When Ms. Blake is ready to take off the gloves, and we do. She was, because she said, you need air. So, and she's saying, women need to get their hair done. Oh, my goodness, she would have had, you know, the brass knuckles. Remember back in the day with brass knuckles? She would have had brass knuckles on coming. Ms. Blake, am I right or am I wrong?
You're correct. I mean, that's why I said, seriously? You know.
Let me
bring our callers on. Yeah.
Okay, all right. We were going to take a comment, you say it first. Okay, but we'll go with the call. But the producers are asking if we can do a part two. We can pencil him in, find out. Next week is the night before Christmas, next Tuesday. So that may not be good. But like that might, I don't know if that's good for your calendar as well. I'll be here. But I guess we can discuss that after the show. Rich, is that okay?
Yeah, let's.
Tuesday may be a good, I don't have my calendar in front of me right now, but Tuesday sounds good at this point.
Okay.
So we can talk about it.
Okay, we'll discuss it. All right, we're going to go ahead to the phone lines again. You want to go to the phone lines or you want to go to a comment, Ms. Blake?
Let's go to the comments. We want to keep everybody involved.
All right. In reference to tonight's show, Relationships in Critical Condition, this male writes in. He says, for more than 12 years, my relationship was in critical condition, and I did not know it. It finally dawned on me after we separated for 3 months, and I realized the stress I was under all the time when it came to accusations. He says, it's not worth it, especially when you are innocent. Wow. You may want to ask the calls to be brief, but we've got several callers that are on there. You want me to tell me what you want me to do, Ms. Blake?
Well, I just want to, if I may just respond to that very briefly.
Okay.
You know, because this man sounds like he definitely is in critical condition. Sounds like there's maybe some trust issues going on, and I don't know the whole story. But definitely someone may need to read Falling in Love with Me because there's something more deep going on when people start distrusting you. Now, the question is, have they been given a reason or not? So.
Okay. All right. You want to go to phone lines? We got 973-819.
973-819. Hi, this is Ross.
Hi, Ross.
Thank you for joining us, Ross.
Okay. Hey, how are you doing?
So,
very well, thank you.
Yes,
so go ahead
and weigh in. I'm faster now, you all right?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, got you. Right, so it sounds like, I mean, I pretty much, I was going to comment on the scenario before, but for the last scenario, it definitely sounds like trust issues. I pretty much agree with what Ms. Blake said.
Okay, well, Ross, since we have you on the line, what are three critical questions that couples should ask each other before either getting into a serious relationship or before getting married?
Well, I guess finances, since, you know, given what we were talking about before, you want to try to get a sense of, you know, what the expectations are with regards to finances, and you want to make sure you want to make sure the other person is financially stable. Three questions. Me personally, I would ask questions that help me determine if the person is trying to improve or, you know, feels that they should try to improve. Like, we should always try to improve ourselves, because I feel that's going to save you a lot of times. If you feel that you can do better, you can be a better person, and that, you know, if you feel you don't need to change or nothing's wrong with you, then I think that's a problem. So I would ask questions along the lines of, okay, do you feel you can improve? Are there areas you feel where you can improve? I would ask about finances, and I would also ask about, off the top of my head, I would say how, what's your relationship with Christ like? Is that something that you're really trying to work on? And is that something you want to, you know, is that something you feel is really important?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Blake, if I may weigh in on that just briefly here, and I know that the producer is telling me we are down to 11 minutes before the show comes to an end. The three things that I would think of are children, you know, number one, because I think that a lot of people leave that out and they find it to be a surprise later when one party may not want kids. The second thing is, what are you looking for in a spouse? You know, you have to make that decision as if you're dating for the purpose of just dating, or you're dating with the purpose of marriage in mind. So, and then the third thing is that person's outlook on life in terms of their goals, their aspirations, and then there's subcomponents under there, for example, religion, spirituality, finances, as Ross just mentioned, the credit portfolio. You know, I think that that's important. Now, let me see what your credit report looks like. Let's exchange those if you're talking about a serious relationship. And then career, just like with Brad and Kaylee. If there's going to be a surprise, you know, hey, I might not want to sit there and wait till you finish medical school. Those are my three thoughts.
And let's not forget.
You want to take them.
Yeah, let's take that caller. Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to go to 863-412. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Yes, this is Dennis. And I agree with your guest host tonight. If If there's plans out there, these things should be discussed ahead of time. Where if he's in school and when he finished medical school, that she will have a better life, a more relaxed life, bigger income. Then, yes, the hair can wait. She can do her own hair.
What?
She can do her own nails. She needs to look at the bigger picture.
Wait a minute.
Okay, we'll let Dennis finish. And Rose, we'll go to you next. Go ahead, Dennis.
See, I went through that situation. Not that my wife couldn't get her hair done. She wanted to go out and buy little knickknacks, and she wanted to buy plastic cabinets, and she wanted to, it was a waste of money. But all she saw was herself. She couldn't see what the future held. What the future held was a better life without having to struggle. Now she's able to go and get her hair done every other week, every week, whenever she wants. She can get her nails done. She can get her pedicure. She can go get her massage. But now I finished, she finished, and we're moving forward. But back when we were struggling, I'm working two jobs. She was at home. So why should she didn't when I was in school she didn't have to work.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. If there's a bigger picture, look at the bigger picture before you look just at self. If you all are in a relationship to move forward, yes, you have to give up some to gain some of it. And that's why I think that the guest host was talking about.
All right, Rose, you there?
Rose, are you there?
Rose got mad and hung up because I told her.
Can I do the 3 points?
Yes, just coming to you right now, Rich. Please.
Expenses of the house. I don't want someone telling me that I can't go get my hair done. I don't want someone telling me that, okay, you have to wait 4 years before you can go get your hair done. What am I supposed to do in that time? You know what will happen? I let myself go, and then he's going to start looking someplace else because now I don't look the same way I did when, you know, before we got married, when I could go ahead and get my hair done and buy the nice clothes that I like to wear. He's going to be looking someplace else because he likes that. Although he's telling me that we can't afford it, he's a man. He's going to be looking at someone else that whose hair is looking good, who is dressing nicely. But guess what? I'm doing this for me. I want to look good for me. I want my hair done. And if I'm working, as long as I'm contributing to the household also, I'm not going to be selfish and say, well, it's all about me. I think I have a responsibility to help financially at home, okay? But I also have a responsibility to me to take care of me.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Blake, we have another one that wants to come in when you get a chance,
well,
a couple more.
Well, Richard wants to give his points. In fact, what we'll do, Richard, if you could hold just a second, we'll let you give the closing points and leave it on people's minds. Rose, thanks for representing the women out there. Go ahead, Dr. Walker.
All right, we're going to go to 614-378. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Hi. I just want to. I've been sitting and listening.
Give us your name. Give us your name, please.
First name.
Well, Ms. Blake knows who I am.
Okay.
My name is Cheryl Jones.
Okay.
And I've been sitting listening, and just fumes have just been kind of going up inside of my head because I'm like, where do men find all of these narcissistic women at? If you wanted your hair done, if you want stuff done, get a job and go do it yourself. Why are you depending on, I understand that whole thing about the man is supposed to support the household, but come on. Go get your, and I don't want to curse,
I'm going to get stuck there. I'm going to get your
hair. Oh, wow.
So you're waiting around for somebody to pay for your hair. Get in your car. Go get your hair done, your nails done. It's all stuff. All this thing of waiting around for somebody else to do it. Men and women need to be partners in a marriage. They need to
Amen.
Be partners.
Amen.
Amen.
And in most situations in this century, both people need to work. Women don't need to be sitting on their ass at home waiting for their man to come home and pay for them to go get their hair done. Give me a break.
Wow. That's
okay.
Different.
Give me a break.
Let's bring another one in, 919-562, and we'll give those. We are down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds, Ms. Blake.
So we'll let Richard close after this one. Okay.
Yes. Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. I'm Christy. Yes, and I just heard Rose Dennis and the other lady, I think Cheryl Jones, comments as well. And I am definitely for not putting the men down, but I'm with the sister and with Rose that said, you know, in this day and age, yes, women do need to work. And I guess I'm the type of woman that I have always worked because I like to have my own, okay? And with having your own, then a man can't tell you what you can't do. Yes, we all need to be contributing to the household because we can't be selfish in a marriage. But we definitely should be able to pamper ourselves.
Amen.
Exactly.
All right.
My sentiments, exactly.
All right. Wow, this is a hot topic tonight. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I think we found a five alarm because I think I hear the fire departments running in Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina. Definitely
yeah.
Here in Atlanta.
I'm about to call 911 on this show, Ms. Blake. You know, and you know what? It's all Rich's fault. So when he gives the closing thoughts, right? It's like when you're it's all his fault, right?
Well, Rich, let's go ahead and let us know your thoughts on three critical questions that couples should ask each other and
okay.
Whatever else you'd like to add.
Well, before I get to that, I want to say this. And to comment on Rose's comment that is, I'll start to let myself go. Well, Rose, it's 2013. You look at the divorce rate. If you let yourself go, you will be let go. So you got to think about that.
Wow.
That's number one. And number two, the reality is
exactly,
I think what we're
exactly.
We have to also understand
that's
what is
I'm
this.
Saying.
And then you came back. Hold on, Rose. You went. Now it's my turn, please.
Yeah, we'll let Rich have the floor.
You were so adamant about, hey, this is what has to happen. He has to let the money go. But the reality, you said you wanted to do it for yourself. So part of your answer is saying that you want to do something for the household, but really it's about you. So there's a little thin selfishness answer here when I'm thinking of it as a budget for the household. Can we budget something for you to get your hair done? Yes. I'm not trying to dictate the money. I'm just trying to make sure that the money lasts long enough for us to get through the hard times so that, as the gentleman say, when we get to the easier areas in our life, we don't have to struggle. Now, as far as the three points, in the order I believe it should go is number one, what is your plan for the next 5, 10, 15, 25 years? That's my first question I always ask people I get involved with. Number two, I want to see in black and white how you plan to do that. Because you could tell me anything over dinner, but can you show me in black and white where you actually have an outline of how you're going to do that? Because if you don't have it in black and white, if it's not on paper, it's a dream. I don't need a dream. I need somebody who's going to have a goal. I'm a goal-getter, not a goal-setter.
Okay,
so
we have 1 minute.
And then the last thing that I want to add is this. The third point is very simple. Where are we now? Can you be fully transparent? Can you give me full disclosure of your situation now? I will do the same for you, and then we can discuss how we go from where we are now to the goals that we want to achieve together. I know not
all
of our goals are going to be the same, but we can do it together.
Okay.
We're out of time. Close it out, Ms. Blake.
We're out of time, but thank you for joining us tonight,
yeah.
And we will have another show. Thanks again, and be blessed.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Thanks for coming on the show, Rich. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.